This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free. Join us here as we launch into the third hour of the live Saturday edition of the show. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're going to get right back into your calls and thoughts. And I do want to let you know, if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car. With LibertyStickers.com, you can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker. Or more than one. And you know that people love to read them, so check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages at libertystickers.com. It's Ian with you tonight.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. We've had two main topics this evening, but of course you're always free to bring up whatever you want. The nurse who was arrested and harassed and attacked by a cop in Salt Lake City, and then also Christopher Cantwell, who actually called into the show in the last hour. Kieran is on the line in Virginia. Kieran, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I was originally going to call in and weigh in on the Cantwell stuff as well as share some personal experience related to Antifa. But I think I'm going to actually weigh in a little bit on the whole Utah thing with the police.
All right.
Instead, and the reason I'm doing that is because I just returned to my apartment from work to find six police vehicles in my apartment complex right in front talking to several of my neighbors, and this has been the third time that they've been to my particular complex in the last week. I live in a small town, Warrenton, Virginia, with a massive police presence. Located in the town is the town police, the Fauquier County Sheriff's Department, as well as a Virginia State Police outpost, and due to...
What was the county?
What's the county called?
Fauquier County, Virginia.
Fauquier. Okay, just making sure.
Northern Virginia, just outside of the D.C. metropolitan area.
All right, go ahead. Little
county. So as well as those three police forces, there's also a DEA outpost that has been opened here in response to the massive amounts of heroin overdoses and just drug trafficking that comes through this county in general, which I have evidence to believe is a result of FBI investigations actually supporting specific gangs of drug criminals in order to, quote-unquote, bust suppliers. But along with that, we also have three military bases surrounding the town, two of which are not publicly announced as, but, you know, pretty well known pretty well known around the town as being CIA bases. One we call the Farm, and it's actually supposed to be an Army training outpost, but it's been known that for years they've trained CIA operatives here. So this is a small town. It probably doesn't, I would guess our population is somewhere between 20 and 30,000, and we have a massive police force, and they are extremely active within the town, and they harass anybody for any reason. They target minorities. They target young people like myself. I'm only 21 years old. I've had multiple run-ins. And I'm, you know, I'm not a violent criminal. I'm not a thief. I have no criminal record whatsoever, but I've been harassed by police multiple times. I've had friends.
No, you're a young male. You might as well be a criminal to the cops.
Exactly. I mean, you know, I've had, they, meanwhile, you know, there's this heroin epidemic going on, but they're, you know, busting kids for small amounts of pot and harassing people for noise complaints and things like that. So I just wanted to weigh in because the thing in Utah, struck me specifically. I'm actually involved in trying to start up a local cop block chapter here in Warrenton. I have run the Warrenton cop block and Fauquier County block Facebook page. I haven't been able to do much though, because as you can imagine, in a small area where police are so present and so active, it's hard to get people to actually want to do anything to demonstrate right. against the police.
Yeah, this has been one of the most, I would say, largest challenges that cop block organizers have. I'm a longtime cop blocker, copblock.org. Unfortunately, the website ended up getting auctioned recently because one of the founders of CopBlock, or the founder of CopBlock, Adamo Freeman, has been just completely burned out, and he wanted to get out of it, and it doesn't look like there's been an update to the website in like a month, which is sad to see. It may be that CopBlock is on the way out, but that doesn't mean that just because the website at the national level might go away or is unupdated doesn't mean there aren't active local groups out there. But by and large, they tend to be pretty light as far as the number of participants is concerned, because it is hard
and I think a lot of that has to do with, you know, I think you're a little bit safer in a city when you're one of, you know, a million or several million people interacting with police. But when you're in a small rural area where police can know where you live, know your relatives, know the people you regularly associate with, people are afraid of being targeted. And it causes them to not want to demonstrate. And that thing that happened with that nurse is something that I've seen happen in this town several times, with people who are just minding their own business being arrested or being accosted or assaulted by police simply for refusing to obey orders that really they had no legal responsibility to obey. And just like you guys have said, they don't like being told no. They don't like their authority being questioned. And when that happens, they become angry, and often cases they become violent, because that is the culture that these police departments breed, is one of very macho, tribalistic action in which, you know, you have to assert your dominance over the pack, being, you know, the lesser of the pack, being the average citizen.
Kerrion, there's not much that you say that I can disagree with here. I mean, being a longtime cop blocker, I've seen how difficult it is, even in New Hampshire, where we have an influx of activists, where people are moving here actively as part of the sort of New Hampshire freedom migration that has been going on, where libertarians and voluntarists, and many of those people are in favor of police accountability, will move to New Hampshire. We've had some pretty amazing, I would say, successes here, like over in Manchester, whenever there's a DUI checkpoint. There's usually a couple dozen people that'll come out to oppose that. So, I mean, there's no doubt we do have a larger pool of activists from which to pull these folks. But it's still only, you know, of, let's say, 2,000 people have moved here, to get maybe 1% of them is a real difficult task, because even amongst libertarian activists, it's hard to find people who are willing to get out there and put their freedom on the line. Because the fact is, whenever you are doing a cop block or even just cop watch, which is a less sort of interactive version of, you know, cop block, if you will, it's the cop watchers are just people who kind of hold cameras quietly. Cop blockers are more likely to kind of insert
hold
the police accountable, or block the DUI checkpoint by telling people to go a different direction, which we're actually going to be doing here in the Keene area tonight. There's a DUI checkpoint that's happening here that we haven't had one in the Keene area of New Hampshire in half a decade. It's literally been that long. Well, I guess, excuse me, there was one last night. But prior to last night, it's been a half a decade since it's happened here. And we've got a couple folks coming in from Manchester to help out. There aren't a whole lot of people who are willing to put their freedom on the line, because when you're doing these things, these police accountability activist projects, they are more likely to target you. And I do agree with what you said, that if you're in a big city, you can kind of be more anonymous. But either way, they're going to start building files on you. And if they see you a second time, they're going to be more interested in you at that point. But certainly if you're in a small town, they're absolutely going to know who you are. And the more corrupt departments are going to target you and trump up some charges, because they can get away with it. And they absolutely know it. Kerrion, I thank you for your call tonight. I wish you the best in putting your group together out there. But if you ultimately don't succeed, then you might want to consider making a move to New Hampshire, where we do have some pretty core cop block folks here on the ground, but we need more. I mean, it's just a fact. We need more people who love the ideas of freedom, Because you don't have to be a liberty lover to be a cop blocker. Anybody who wants to hold police accountable is welcome within that organization, and that doesn't mean that they hold the same political belief systems. But you can check out copblock.org if you want to learn more about CopBlock. The whole site's still there. It just hasn't been updated in like a month. Who knows what's going to happen or what is happening behind the scenes. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts here. If you want to learn more about the migration to New Hampshire, check out move.shiresociety.com. And we'll continue here in moments. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea. Free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Bring up anything at all that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
You know, some of the things that police will admit on video probably pale in comparison to the things they say in private with one another. But Detective Jeff Payne, the very same Detective Payne who arrested the nurse in Salt Lake City, that the news headline's been going all over the place, and as it should, because it's an outrageous story, and the nurse was just trying to do her job and protect a patient from the officer who wanted to have her draw blood against hospital policy and against the agreement that the hospital had with the police department. She refused to obey his demand, and he roughed her up, pushed her outside, shoved her up against the wall, and then handcuffed her and put her in a car. After that, a little bit later on, in a conversation that was being had with other officers, Detective Payne, according to Heavy.com and their five fast facts you need to know about Detective Payne, according to his LinkedIn profile, Payne attended Weber State University in Ogden, Utah. His profile says he studied to be a paramedic and work in emergency medicine while he was working toward his associate's degree. Weber State's Emergency Care and Rescue Department offers students certifications and associate's degrees in emergency medicine. In order to be considered an emergency medical technician basic, students must take a one-semester, six-credit course that includes taking the National Registry Paramedic Test. Later in Payne's body cam video, he can be heard speaking to other officers about the incident and how it could potentially affect his off-duty job at Gold Cross Ambulance. So when Mr. Payne, the detective in this case, is not on duty with the police, he may be moonlighting as an ambulance driver. Well, here's what he had to say. Quote, "I wonder how this will affect my Gold Cross job. I bring patients here." Another officer replies saying, "Yeah, I don't think they're going to be very happy with it." And Payne responds, quote, "I'll bring them all the transients and take good patients elsewhere." So he's saying that he's going to use his role in this ambulance company that he works for to take this hospital who refused to obey his illegal order. This nurse was arrested for that and ultimately ended up being cut loose with no charges later. But because this nurse decided to stand up and, you know, stand against this man's illegal orders, he's going to punish the hospital, he admits on video. He's going to punish them by bringing them the worst of the worst patients, the transients, who he knows aren't going to pay their bill, and then take the what he calls good patients elsewhere. So, again, he's saying this on video. Now, maybe he didn't realize that he was on video, but presumably these guys know they are wearing body cameras. It was the body cameras that actually recorded the video that everybody has seen at this point. There's two different angles that I saw last night. There's one that Payne has on, and the one that everybody's sharing around is the one the other officer has on that you can see Payne in. So you get to see him grabbing the woman from the other officer's perspective. But if you look around, you'll find the one from Payne's perspective, where he's manhandling her. And so this is yet another example of, I understand these body cameras can be controversial and that some people have some really good reasons why police shouldn't have them. But on the other hand,
they can be darn useful.
Yeah, you get situations like this. This would not have been, you'd have only gotten maybe hospital security footage if the police didn't have those body cameras on. And, of course, security footage, 99 times out of 100, doesn't have an audio track. So all you would be able to see would be, you know, Payne maybe grabbing at the woman and pushing her out, but you wouldn't get to hear what she was saying or what Payne was saying. So in this case, it's thanks to the police body cameras that we're even talking about this, that this is the headline that it is. Because if you couldn't hear her screaming, and you couldn't hear what transpired prior to that, it wouldn't be as interesting of a video. It still would be outrageous the way that Payne was behaving, but it wouldn't be, I don't think, as newsworthy. It wouldn't have gotten the pickups that from the news that it has. So you can comment about body cameras if you'd like. Let's go to Zach in Albuquerque, listening to Kiva. Hello, Zach.
Hi, how you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. I wanted to talk about sort of bring it back to the Chris Cantwell thing. Not that I want to stop the great things you guys are doing with Cough Watch and everything. That's really important work. But basically, in the mid-1940s, a book was released or published called An Open Society, and it lays out a paradox about a tolerant society. And basically, it says that if you want to live in a tolerant society, the only thing you can be intolerant of is intolerance.
Okay.
And as much as I want to support the ideas of freedom of speech, almost to a non sequitur, it's like, when somebody is using their rights to free speech to basically be insightful and to spread intolerance, I think society has to kind of say, this isn't what this is for.
What are you suggesting?
You know, I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't know the right answer. I think
this is what free speech is for. I mean, free speech is to protect the disgusting speech. Free speech is to protect the despicable speech. It doesn't mean that they have to be listened to. It doesn't mean that society has to provide those people with platforms. And indeed, Christopher Cantwell was banned from Twitter and banned from Facebook and banned from all of his payment platforms as well, with the exception of Bitcoin, because you can't be banned from that. He has found himself with basically just a website at this point. He has his website, which is, I believe, on a co-located server that is basically his server in Iraq somewhere, and they haven't convinced the server company to shut him down at this point. But almost every other platform that he's been on has disconnected him. He can't even get on the dating websites at this point. So,
right.
So there's no reason why people in society, as you say, can't shun Christopher Cantwell. They certainly can, and that's one of the ways that the market can respond to people like this, is by kind of cutting them off of services, making their life a little bit more difficult, and letting them know that, hey, we don't appreciate this viewpoint, and we are not obligated to provide you with a platform to spread that viewpoint. So I think that's as far as it should go, because if you go further than that and you get the government involved and you try to criminalize certain speech, just because it's offensive or whatever, that's the beginning of a very slippery slope of opening the Pandora's box. And before you know it, you're going to have tyranny, and you're going to have, arguably we have tyranny in a lot of different ways, but you're going to have even more of it. And other people are going to see their freedom of speech suppressed if they say things that are also less than popular. And I think that's very dangerous. Is that what you were suggesting?
Well, I definitely don't think that he deserves to be in prison for the rest of his life.
What does he deserve for what he said?
I think that I think more from the society standpoint. I think that it's important for him to kind of be shunned the way that you're describing, like what's happened. And I think it's important to keep.
So you're not calling for criminal action. Criminal charges.
No.
You're not calling to put him in a jail cell for what he said.
But there are definitely people who are concerned with what he said who would call for precisely
that. There are those
that.
People. Yeah, of course.
And so
yeah.
the slippery slope argument.
Really prison for anyone.
Yeah. Okay.
So
right.
Slippery slope is an argument is a logical fallacy, Ian.
What do you mean?
Well, you can't just say just because we do one thing that all a whole bunch of other things will happen.
I didn't say that'll happen, but it's very likely that it will. If you take somebody's rights away because they're politically unpopular, it's only a matter of time. There's the old Pastor Martin Niemöller quote from World War II. First they came for the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't stand up. Then they came for the trade unionists. In this case, first they came for the racists. Then maybe they'll come for somebody else after that. Might be your group. Hey, thanks for the call, Zach. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves here, live Saturday edition. Here with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also, I do want to let you know about the official wallet of Free Talk Live. It's Jax, J-A-X-X .io is where you can go to get it, or the Google or Apple App Store. It can hold on to your Bitcoin, Ether, Dash, and a bunch of other cryptocurrencies, some of which I've never heard of before, but you can check it out over at Jax.io, and there's also Shapeshift integration in there, so it makes it easy for you to switch between, or I guess transfer between your currencies. So if you have Bitcoin, you want to turn that into Dash or something else, you can do that right there from within the wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the founder, or one of the founders, of Ethereum. They made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. That's the vision for the future of Jax. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It is Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, JAXX.io. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We have Bad Slave on the line here. I'm hearing ourselves. I'm hearing myself back, Bad Slave. That's not generally a good sign. Yep, I can hear you, but unfortunately I'm hearing myself back, so we're going to just have to put you on hold there, because it's going to drive me crazy.
Just do a call back.
I don't think that's going to solve it.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll see if we can get that figured out a little bit later on. You can, of course, join us here and bring up whatever you want. Let's try a different caller on Skype here. I believe Ricky is on the line in Pennsylvania. Ricky, go ahead.
Brother Ian, and I believe it's Brother Mark, is it not?
That's right, Ricky.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Well, first off, I want to say is if Chris is listening, you know,
he's
best
not.
To you. Oh, they don't give him a radio. I'll give him a phone.
Unfortunately, you probably could get a radio in jail, but he's actually in a holding cell, so they don't give you – I don't think they're going to give him full access to that kind of stuff until he's,
that's
you know, a full-on prisoner. That's just my guess. But even if he did have access to a radio, unfortunately, we are no longer on in Charlottesville. We used to be, but I think it's been, like, what, a year or two, probably 2 years since we've been on in Charlottesville.
Yeah, probably
anyway,
too.
What were you calling about tonight?
Well, judging by what happened to Chris, I'm going to say this now. My package is on its way, and, you know, my way of organizing and then demonstrating a little different than Chris's. And, yeah, freedom of speech is in the toilet. There's no doubt about that. And it goes back to...
When you say your package is on its way, what does that mean?
My package from Georgia, my flags.
Oh, this was in reference to a call that you'd made previously where you had said you wanted to walk around the streets in Pennsylvania while wearing a Confederate flag?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Yeah, you got to be careful. You can't just, like, throw things out there and presume everybody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, this is the radio. People turn it on, turn it off. They don't know exactly what you're talking about at any given time.
Yeah,
I mean, I listen to all your calls, and I don't know what you're talking about half the time. So, you know, bear with us. Okay, so what were you trying to say?
Well, the way that I see it, the Antifa group needs to be stopped. They need to be stopped to throw a clink in the works because this ties in with the two wars that we're about to have going into the winter, the one with Israel and the one with North Korea.
You're predicting wars with Israel and North Korea, with the United States at war with these two countries by winter?
Isn't Israel an ally of the United States government?
Well, I just asked the question.
Here are the players. The players are going to be with the first war. What was your question?
Will the United States, I'm just trying to clarify, will the United States be at war with both Israel and Korea by winter? Call that February.
Will be involved. And you got to understand, when it comes to the Israel war, just like all this Antifa stuff and the statues, everything's turned upside down. You got to understand, once I say the players, you'll understand, first war is going to be North Korea, ourselves, Russia, and China, and they're going to maintain their position, and they've already been blamed for it for being standoffish. And yeah, they probably could have did something.
Are you saying the United States is going to get into a war with Russia and China and North Korea?
Russia will be involved in it. But it's going to be us and North Korea. See, Russia's the tie behind both of these. This was all an inside job, working with Federalists. These are the bad guys, real Hamiltonian Federalists, the real deal.
Man, you just tie everything back to that. Oh, yeah, I am going to laugh because it's so funny. I mean, you think everything's about Federalism.
And Alexander Hamilton.
How about the Republican Party and Abraham Lincoln, the new Republican Party?
He's
How
dead.
About the ruse that was slavery? How about the ruse that he didn't free any of the slaves for the Union?
Well, that's
that
true.
His benefit.
I'm not sure
and
what that has to do with Russia, North Korea, and an upcoming war.
But I. Huh? I mean, I'm tired of the crap.
Me too.
I really am.
Thanks
really
for the call. Toll free number here, 855-450, free like freedom. 855-450-3733. I mean, it's North Korea has been kind of rattling their saber for a long time.
They fired a friggin' missile over Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
Not just rattling a saber. That is completely uncalled for.
I'm sorry, but that's none of the United States' business. If Japan wants to go ahead and, you know, have themselves a fight with Kim Jong-un, if the Japan government wants to do that, then that shouldn't be something the United States gets involved in.
So you don't think that...
I don't think the world... I don't think the U.S. government should be the world's police.
Well, the world's police is different. The police jump in. The world's police would jump in any dispute going out there. However, Japan is like a treatied ally.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they should be involved with allies.
Then you're suggesting that the treaty should be changed, right?
I'm suggesting the United States should withdraw from any kind of treaties like that. That's the way it was supposed to be. I mean, as I understood it, many of the founding fathers were very against having even a standing army, let alone alliances.
The founding fathers didn't write the treaty with Japan. That came much later. So the United States got into a conflict with Japan, wrote a treaty with them once they were beaten that, hey, you don't need a military because we'll be the military for you. And then North Korea fires a missile over Japan.
So Japan doesn't have a military?
Not much of one. No.
Well, again, it shouldn't be our problem because taking sides in conflicts just means that the other side's going to hate you.
Well, I mean, do you think it's fair to Japan to back out immediately out of a treaty when their expectation was the United States was going to take care of them?
I see what you're saying. Government does things all the time that's unfair.
Right. It's very confusing. Like, there's no doubt that the state messes things up, but you have to deal with the world as it is today. And the world as it is today, there's a treaty with between the United States and Japan that says, hey, don't worry about that.
Yeah,
whole
and libertarians,
thing.
If they were supposedly as principled as they say they are and actually managed to somehow magically get control of the United States government, should abolish all treaties as far as that goes. They should abolish all taxes. They should get the government and the various different import and export taxes. People should be free to trade and do business with people in other countries around the world. People should be free to cross borders freely here in the United States to come here if that's what they want.
Right. I would agree that the Swiss model is a better model. I just don't. I think that it is unfair of the United States to just tell Japan to, hey, good luck. We've kept you under treaty with no military for decades now. Good luck to you.
Well, life's not fair. I mean, the government is all the time doing things that are not fair out there. That's what the government does.
Don't expect them to do that.
I don't expect me to pay for it either, because I'm not going to pay for war. I'm not going to pay for violence. So, the government can write whatever kind of treaties it wants to, but ultimately it's funding those treaties through the threat of violence against its own people. So if you're supporting the treaties, then you're supporting the ongoing taxation and oppression of the American people.
I'm not supporting treaties. I'm supporting what's fair. And
what's fair is to not threaten violence against peaceful people in the United States, which is what the government does in order to fund its activities. If you don't do what they say, they're going to put you in a prison cell. That's not fair.
It's certainly not fair to fire a missile over, a
not my problem.
The country. Indeed,
the toll-free number here is
855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. So we're going to continue here. The U.S. government has made all kinds of promises that it has broken. I mean, just go and talk to the military veterans. They'll tell you all about it.
Oh, I'm sure. They promised all kinds of things to those folks.
Yep. So more coming up here. You can share your thoughts in the remaining moments. We do have maybe enough time for you if you get on the lines right now. We also have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live and the Live Saturday Edition.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Simbi.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks.
That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Mark with you.
Are you eating 5 servings of fruits and vegetables daily? Only at about 10% of people are. Well, there's more bad news. A preponderance of research is showing that you really need 10 servings a day. That's nearly a gallon, like sort of volume-wise, of fruits and veggies. That's in their raw form. If you cook them down, like spinach gets a lot smaller, you know. But that's per day. Only 1% of the population is doing that. It's probably those darn sanctimonious vegans, would be my guess. So what's the prize for accomplishing this feat? You get protection against obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, cancer, plus enough antioxidants to neutralize all 5 of the known free radicals. Worthy goals, right? Well, I'm going to try to get all 10 of my servings of fruits and veggies this month. But I'm going to cheat. I'm going to take fruit and veggie total from the makers of Whole Food Multicomplete, and you can too. Please join me on this worthy goal to eat better, lose weight, live longer, feel better. Go to simplifymysupplements.com and buy fruit and veggie total. Use coupon code FTL to save 10%. They'll give you a free shaker bottle too. I use this. It's got a little whisk ball thing in it that makes it a lot easier to use. It shakes right up. Simplifymysupplements.com, code FTL to save 10%.
All right, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll start out with Scott, listening in Indianapolis to WIBC. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You kind of stole my thunder. I was calling in just basically to say that I kind of feel as though, you know, the U.S. government kind of owes Japan a little bit, given the fact that we kind of forbade them to have a military after World War II. You know?
I guess what Ian's point is, I was the one who made it the point, but I guess what Ian's point is that what's that got to do with him? Because in all likelihood, probably not Ian because he's got a vasectomy, but my progeny will be taxed in order to pay this war. I mean, you and I know that the United States government has carried a balance since, at the very least, since Jackson was in office, and so that means that we're still paying for the Civil War, war between the states, World War One, World War Two. The whole deal is still being paid for by us, at least the interest on those things. Why is it that the American taxpayer, I guess, should be paying? Because I'm asking genuinely here.
I think the general concept there was that if Japan couldn't rearm itself, then we wouldn't have as costly a conflict in the future, at least with them. So I think there was some quote-unquote cost savings there from that perspective way back when.
That didn't really answer the question, though. The question was more about the individual. Like, I wasn't around back then. My parents weren't even around during World War II. Why is it that any of us should be, on the hook for the decisions the government made, which were terrible decisions, by the way? I mean, bombing innocent people is an absolutely horrific thing for the U.S. government to do. So I can understand why somebody might want to, see some sort of reparations or whatever for that. But it wasn't me. I didn't decide to do that.
Back then, bombing populations to cause the population to have significant lack of interest in the war itself. I mean, Germany, sent rockets and bombs over to Britain, for that matter.
And Britain did the same thing to Germany. It didn't really work anywhere. It's the demoralization, bombing civilian population to demoralize them. I don't think there's a good argument for it in any particular instance. It may have worked to some extent on Germany, but they were beaten already. The Soviet Union basically had beaten them. I can see both sides of this. Japan has every right to expect the United States government to come to its aid. And I do believe that a person who has is a conscientious objector to war generally shouldn't have to pay taxes on wars.
Well, and I respect that position, but unfortunately, being a member of the United States as a citizen, it makes it difficult to avoid that.
It makes it difficult to avoid it. Even citizens that don't live in the country, if they make a certain amount of money, have to pay. It's the only country in the world that really does that. You might make the argument for North Korea, but you don't really want to be in that category anyway.
Hey, Scott, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number here for you to take control of the airwaves, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Actually, phones are loaded up. Let's continue here. Darren in Richmond, Indiana, listening to WIVC-FM. Hello, Darren.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yes, I have never listened to your show before. I just turned it on because I'm up this late.
Sorry about the shock.
I was listening into you. My comment is on, I would call you guys a left and a right. And the guy
left
who's
right.
Denying us to be the policeman of the war, I have 35 years of service in. And we have to be the police. We don't want to be the police, because if we're not the police, you're going to have ISIS taking over, Russia taking over, or China taking over. We have to be
ridiculous.
The police. We don't want to, but we have
That's
to.
That's garbage.
Well, let me argue
like
against
you
that.
Is why we got a guy named Trump elected as president right now.
Huh?
Because if you don't think we're going to become took over by
Didn't
somebody.
Didn't you just call me a leftist?
You sound like one. You might not be
How is
one,
it that if I'm
me,
a
you sound like a leftist.
How is it that
because
if I'm a leftist, it's my fault Trump got into office?
Because you don't listen the way the war is. Like I said, if
I
we
don't listen to the way the world is?
Yes. As I was saying, if we don't police, just like Obama did for 8 years, look what
yes,
we got
did.
Now. ISIS run amok. No, he didn't. He took us out of everybody. We got crazy stereo.
So what you're saying is the bombs that Barack Obama dropped didn't blow up? Because he did drop a whole lot of bombs on a whole lot of innocent people. In fact, more people were bombed during the Barack Obama administration than during the George Bush administration.
Drone
more innocent
bombed.
People, I believe.
Drone bombed.
Drone bombed? Okay, well, whatever. I don't
Drone
care where
bombed,
the damn bombs
yeah.
are dropping from, and
yeah.
I doubt you would either if they were were dropping on you.
Well, that's
so it's ridiculous to say that Barack Obama wasn't doing anything.
Obama, he didn't do anything. That's why we got a mess. You need ground troops.
You know what? People like you, Darren, are completely unable to see reality. Thank you for the call tonight. You cannot see reality because you're completely blinded by your partisanship. You believe everybody's on the left or on the right or whatever, and it's insane. I am not a leftist or a rightist. I'm a liberty-minded person. I'm a libertarian, a voluntarist. I'm somebody who cares about individual liberty and freedom. And neither Barack Obama or George Bush or Donald Trump, none of those people care about freedom, and all three of them and all their predecessors supported a world, well, not all of their predecessors, but within our lifetime, supported being the world's police. And it's not supposed to be the role of a free country to go around and oppress the rest of the world.
The founding fathers certainly did warn against that sort of thing.
Even Woodrow Wilson promised to keep America out of World War I, and then he broke his promise.
You can see direct U.S. military intervention in every one of those countries that he listed off. Russia, before the Bolsheviks took over, the United States had troops on the ground in Russia. China, there was a Korean conflict that Teddy Roosevelt had, an issue with. And, you know, there was, I can't remember, I'm going to have to back my statement up on China, but I know that the U.S. military had some kind of activity in China prior to World War II, which then, caused, of course, the Japanese to, make their, invasion and the horrifying things that went on in there. And, it's the military intervention you can often point back to say, I wonder why they don't like us.
Yeah, exactly. Getting involved, like I said earlier, you get involved in a conflict, you pick a side, shock, the other side's going to hate you. Let's go to David in Virginia. And the other idea there is that we need to somehow stay on top of all these other countries or else we're going to get attacked. And the fact is, we've got guns here in, New Hampshire, and I don't know about what state you live in, but, if you've got distributed gun ownership and people willing to defend themselves, any attacker is going to have a real tough time. Anyway, David, you're on... in Virginia. Go ahead.
Is this, am I on now?
You are on the radio.
Oh, thank you. Yes, just wanted to say up front that I'm a delegate, I'm running a campaign for delegate down in Virginia in the 59th district.
Okay. You got to get to your point quick. I'm sorry. We're short on time.
Yeah, I see. I'm up against the clock. Definitely, I don't endorse the groups that were in Charlottesville. I was absolutely appalled by everything that went on. But when it comes to the prosecution of the law, people's rights to speech, we have to protect those rights. If we don't protect them, we all lose them. I think the late Reverend Falwell was on Phil Donahue. They tried to provoke him to say that, people in LGBT or this group or that group.
David, I want to thank you for the call. If you want to comment further, please call us tomorrow night, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. We'll be live. We'll be happy to take anybody who didn't get on tonight. We'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you, like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
DINOVITE.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dinovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dinovite.com.
Everything we tried failed except the Dinovite. DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.